Episode 21.
AC Deucey.
In the building. What up, Coach?
AC Deucey. What up, Coach?
AC Deucey. Talk about it.
So it was a backgammon game.
Okay.
I actually grew up playing backgammon.
Okay.
That was a game we played in our house, family. In fact, you know, my aunt that passed away recently?
Right.
The one thing I brought back was her backgammon board.
I used to have a backgammon game. Board.
Yeah.
I did. Didn't really know how to, you know,
right,
maneuver it, but yeah, I had one of those.
Yeah, that's AC Deucey was one of my favorite ones.
So this episode 21.
And first I owe you an apology.
Okay.
I misspelled edamame. It's actually edamame.
Edamame.
With an M.
Right. Yeah, okay.
You were right. I was wrong.
Okay. Oh man, listen, I appreciate you, Coach. Listen, that's what we do. On and off the field.
Hey, man.
Look, so it was some comedians we forgot.
We forgot. Well, Cedric the Entertainer.
Okay.
Dion Cole.
Okay.
Steve Harvey.
Okay, let me say this.
Okay.
I think Cat Williams kind of ruined it. To me, he tainted them, dude, for me.
Right.
I don't even look at Family Feud no more. I used to come home and look at freaking Family Feud.
Really?
Yeah, religiously.
Really?
I used to look at
that
it.
That was your show?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't care how many times I saw it. And the Celebrity Family Feud, all that. But since Cat, like, and even Cedric the Entertainer,
Cat's,
I look at him different, dude.
Yeah, Cat opened the book. Cat opened the books.
Now, Dion Cole, okay.
I like him.
But do you give him top, is he top 20? I don't think he's top 20. Sorry.
Number 20? Would he be number 20 out of that list?
Mr. Cole, we'll give you number 20.
We'll give him number 20.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Yeah.
We'll give you number 20. And having said that, since we're going to let people in, can we get our theme music?
Yes, please.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Welcome to On and Off the Field Sports Podcast. And with a purpose, I got my On the Field coach. Your boy, Coach Boston, a.k.a. Steeler Nation, since 1976. I love it. This is why I have to be a coach, Mr. You Better Live, a.k.a. Coach. We back. Look at him. Mr. Yoda since 1967.
You know it. What up, Coach?
What's up, Coach?
And I love it. I love
yes,
it.
Sir. Yes, sir.
We in the building. Listen, y'all. AC Deucey, we on episode 21 already. You gave me a stat.
Yeah.
You said most people are most... No, give me the stat you gave me on podcast. You said most podcasts...
So let's go... We
I just want to see that. I just want to just right up... Just right up there and we'll talk about it.
So this episode is 21.
Okay.
And this puts us in the top 1%.
And we're going to talk about this more.
Top 1% of podcasts in the world.
I just had to say that.
Yeah.
Stop right there. Yeah. And we're going to talk about it more later on in the show.
Right.
All right. So look, Bounty Hunter segment.
Let's call Wayne
one
more
time. Let's call Wayne, y'all. Y'all know we got
to
hit Wayne.
He got a funeral to go to, so we may not get him.
I hope
not
we get him. Let's see.
I hope he didn't take somebody out or something, but he said he was going to a funeral.
Hello?
Is this Wayne the Bounty Hunter?
Yes, sir, you got it.
You know who you got on the line. It's On and Off the Field.
What's up, Wayne?
Shout out to you, Wayne. What's going on?
What's up, Wayne?
Good Saturday morning to you, sir.
Well, good morning.
All right, now you know you got to talk to us.
Talk to us. Give us a bounty hunter story, brother.
Yeah.
Okay, a bounty hunter Texas take place in Texas. We went to Texas looking for this one guy, and we was up in this McDonald's. So while we was up in there, I looked over there in the corner, and I seen a guy sitting over there with this woman. And I told the boss, man, I was, hey, man. I said, that guy sitting over there with that chick over there, he's in that book that we have. You know, we have a bounty hunter book, people who, you know, we're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And so me and him went out to the van. We got to the van, he grabbed the book and started, and I said, now give me the book. I know where I seen the picture. So I flipped through the book. I said, that's him right there. He looked. He said, you know what? That showed him. We went back up in there and we told the other three guys who was up in those five of us. He told the other three guys, he said, y'all let me pull my pistol first. You know, because we was in a crowded restaurant.
Wow.
So he pulled his pistol. He hollered, bounty hunter, freeze. Man, this big joker jumped up, a young virgin of Hulk Hogan.
Dang.
Wow.
Man, this guy blocked the sun coming through McDonald's. Man.
He said he blocked the sun.
Yeah, it was five of us. And I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm a man. I'd rather take him to a dance than take him to jail.
He said you rather take him to a dance. Ain't no
I'd rather take him to a dance than take him to jail. It took off a half an hour to wrestle this big dude down. It was five of us.
What?
Wow.
It was five of us. If it had been three of us, man, we'd have had to shoot him.
Y'all not able to tase him?
Oh, at the time when I was about to hunt, Taser wasn't even out then.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Your
okay.
Taser wasn't even out then.
Oh,
Tail
wow.
Phone wasn't out then.
Wow.
back in them days.
Old school. Real, you was a real deal bounty hunter days.
Well, listen.
Hey, one more question.
We got a question for you, Wayne. I got to ask you this. All right? Uh-huh. The world need to hear this.
Yes.
I need to hear this. I think Coach O want to hear this, yes, too. What would the first thing you would do if you were elected the president? I need to hear this.
The first thing I'd do if I was elected the president?
Yes, sir.
I'll show these young guys around here that y'all not gangsters.
So how would you do that, though?
How would you do that?
Well, this is a family show, right?
Go ahead, man. Go for it.
How would you do that as the president?
As the president.
Yes.
Well, I would try to talk to him sensible at first, and then I would go another route with him.
What's the
other route?
Come on, Wayne.
What I would do, I would invite him to a fist fight.
As the president.
Well, that probably wouldn't be allowed, though, but I'm finna show y'all not gangsters for real.
you whipping ass as the president.
As the president.
Yeah, but then, like I said, that's why I couldn't do that being the president, you know.
Okay, well.
You know, cause all the gangsters I know back in the day.
Yeah. Hey.
Me and you together, I get into it with somebody, man, hold this. Let me show him something. Hold on, Tulsa. Let me show him something.
That's old school.
Old school.
That's old school. And one thing else, being a bounty hunter.
Yeah.
The baby, you got to be able to shoot, but you got to be physical at times, too. You got to be physical. You got to be in the gym.
Right, right.
You got to be in the gym.
Right, you're right. I knew a guy that was a bounty hunter. He was physically.
Yeah, he had to be in shape.
Yes, got to stay in shape. Wayne, we sure appreciate
Wayne, we appreciate you
for popping
you, man.
Up,
you gonna
man.
Give us a bark on the way out?
Hey, Wayne, the bounty hunter, y'all. Hey, Wayne.
I'm Purple Rock Waller. I feed him gunpowder.
Take it easy, Wayne.
Peace,
thank
Wayne.
You so much.
All right, y'all holler back at me anytime.
All right, take care. Wayne the bounty hunter, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, my goodness. Wayne the bounty hunter.
All
right.
Class clown segment. So this is 21 jokes.
Okay. Oh
21. AC Ducey.
All right. Now, he wrote this, y'all. This is, I'm going to go ahead.
So we just going to go ahead and get him out the way.
What did one wall say to the other?
What?
I'll meet you at the corner.
Yeah.
That, okay. All right.
Why can't you trust the king of the jungle?
Why?
Because he's always lying.
Oh, my goodness. That was good. How do you organize a space party?
Oh.
You plan it. That's good, too. Good
Why do seagulls fly over the sea?
Why?
Because if they flew over the bay, they would be bagels.
That was good. All right. What did the cucumber say to the pickle?
What?
You mean a great deal to me. That was good.
Why can't a nose be 12 inches long? Because then it would be a foot.
Oh, wow. Wow. What used to be black and white and red all over? A newspaper. Oh, my goodness.
What do you call a bear with no teeth?
What?
A gummy bear.
What does a baby computer call his father?
What?
Data.
What?
That was good.
What did the left eye say to the right eye?
What?
Between you and me, something smells.
Your mama's so fat.
How fat was she?
When she got on the scale, it said, I need your weight, not your phone number.
Yo mama's so fat.
How fat is she?
I took a picture of her last Christmas and it's still loading.
Okay. Your mom is so ugly.
How ugly?
When she tried to join an ugly contest, they said, sorry, no professionals.
Your mama's so fat.
How fat?
That when she fell, no one was laughing, but the ground was cracking
up. Oh, my goodness. Your mom is so fat.
How fat was she?
She doesn't need the internet because she's already worldwide.
Your mama's so stupid.
How stupid?
She brought a spoon to the Super Bowl.
Your mama's so ugly.
How ugly.
When she went into a haunted house, she came out with a job application. Oh my goodness, okay.
Your mama's so fat.
Whoo, how fat?
She walked past the TV and I missed 3 episodes.
Your mama's so old.
How old was she?
She was a waitress last summer.
Your mama's so fat.
Wait.
Your mama's so fat.
How fat?
She makes Godzilla look like an action figure.
Okay. Where do the Cowboys? The Cowboys couldn't escape. They were, y'all almost made it.
21. That's number 21.
What do the Cowboys and possums have in common?
What?
Both play dead at home and get killed on the road. Oh my God.
Last clown segment.
My throat hurts.
Did you see that? Travis Hunter from Colorado, 3 touchdowns.
Beast.
Wow. Is he good? He came out the game, I think, what, only two plays?
Right. The last time they calculated, and it was in the first half, he had already ran 43 offensive plays and 56 defensive plays. In the first half. In the first half.
Wow. If he don't win the Heisman, if you don't give him the Heisman this year.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you had to choose who goes number one, him or Shador?
Depends on your need.
Okay. I'll take that, but I need a gun to the head answer. Just off of...
I'm taking Travis Hunter.
Okay, you're not taking Shador. Shador threw for over 400.
No, I get it.
And he was getting hit, too.
At the pro level, quarterbacks sometimes make it and sometimes don't. At the pro level, athletes, ballers, dudes always make it.
Can you see... the Tom Brady effect on Shador, because that's who's been training him.
I can see him getting to that level. I'm not knocking Shador. I think he could be a number one pick and a great pro talent.
Mm-hmm.
If you saying put a gun to my head, I'm taking Travis Hunter because he's day one ready.
He is, dude.
You can put him at corner, you can put him at nickel, right. You can put him at receiver. He's that's day crazy. One ready.
Did you see how he came up and made that hit?
The catch?
But like just how I didn't ever expect to hit like
that. He's solid.
Dude, he's tough. Yeah. I think he's a lot bigger than people realize. He looks slim, but I think
he's not skinny. You know, he's solid. You know, 6'1", 6'2".
Right.
You know, good, decent frame.
He's a beast, dude. Yeah, he showed up. Right, yeah. Wow. All right. Who a favorite NFL team?
So who do y'all got?
We got, oh my goodness, you shouldn't have asked me that.
We open up with Atlanta, at Atlanta, Steelers at Atlanta.
Oh man,
Russell Wilson.
You know what? How you think y'all gonna do?
I think I'm very optimistic. We got a good squad. Quarterback was our weak link last year, and I think Russell Wilson is an upgrade of what we had. So give him a check, give him a shot.
So y'all get what you can out of Russ for about a year or two.
Yeah.
And then Fields.
Well, all we needed was a 2-year rental because what we had wasn't working. And you can't just draft somebody and put him in there, you know, with our position in the draft.
Is Fields the future?
I don't know, maybe. I can't say.
Think they when we'll see once they try to make that. Yeah,
he may play this year. Russell may not get it done, and he may come in this year and do it.
You know who I think gonna do good? Ooh. Since you brought him up, Kirk Cousins at Atlanta. I just got a feeling.
I think Penix is gonna be the guy there. He's not. Is Cousins playing now? Because you know he was injured.
I thought he came off of that. He came
did
off.
He come
of,
off?
Yeah.
Okay.
They say
okay.
He came off of that injury. That's why that's when they've been bigging up. So
I think Penix
if he stays, it's crazy how this dude just he does just enough Cousins
mm-hmm.
to get the big contracts and the he done robbed Washington. He robbed Minnesota.
Yeah. Now he robbed Atlanta.
Right? He robbing Atlanta.
Yeah.
Gosh. He getting us. All right. Now all my right. team is 49ers. I don't know who we opening up with though. I got to see.
I don't know.
I see. Anyway, I think we're going to do good, though.
All right. This is the Q&A segment. This is my white guy voice.
My white guy.
And so, Rick, what's the oddest license plate or sticker you've ever seen on someone's car?
Do I have to answer what they say?
No. No.
Can you just... You cold switched. He just goes with. He said, "No." The oddest, I've seen some odd ones. I think I saw one saying something like "going to pee." Yeah, G-N-2-P.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
I heard someone say they were being tailed. You know, so. People was, you know, tailgating them. And so when they got around, finally got around and cut them off, the license plate said aggressive.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's just, that's they felt better. It was like, okay, fine.
That's why you hug your wall. That's crazy.
All right. If you could teach a dog to do a human thing, what would it be?
To clean up.
Good one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy, I got my country soul voice. WNBA segment here. How does the WNBA playoff work?
How does it work?
First round in the playoffs, you see, features best of three format where the highest seed, did you feel me, host the first two games of the series. Should the series go the distance, the lower seed hosts the decisive game three. Oh, my goodness. Semifinals and the WNBA finals both have the best of five format, you feel me? Where the higher seed hosts games 1, 2, and 5. What do you think about that, Coach?
That's pretty interesting, Coach.
Mary's Nerd Nugget Fun Facts.
Let's go. That's interesting about, before you go to it, that's interesting about the WNBA, the playoff.
And next we'll do the college, because they got a new format too.
Okay, yeah. That's interesting though. All right, Mary's
Nerd Nugget
Fun Facts. Nerd Nugget Fun Facts.
All right.
I like these.
According to the Bible, there were 21 acts of rebellion committed by the Israelites to break free from Egyptian control. Is that true?
That may be true.
I printed off the internet, so I can't say if it's
statistically,
true. I did not fact check.
Maybe. Okay, but there were... now, I do recall the Bible actually records God saying, and I quote, that they tested him 10 times.
Okay.
So they did test him 10 times, hence the number of plagues.
Got you.
10 plagues that plagued Egypt.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that... They tested him 10 times.
Right.
Now, that's significant because he told them on numerous occasions after he delivered them out of Egypt, he said, listen, you remember all those plagues I put on Egypt? Yeah, y'all keep on playing with me. I'm going to put all 10 of them plagues on you. That's what he told Israel. Mm. So he said, since you rebelled against me these 10 times, God said that.
Interesting.
Yes. Now, that's written in the Bible. That he dealt. He recorded. It's recorded. He said, y'all rebelled against me these 10 times. Yes, that's in the Bible.
Okay.
Yep.
Did you know, in military customs, a 21-gun salute is a ceremonial honor bestowed upon the heads of state, high-ranking officials, or significant national and international events. Each shot fired symbolizes respect, recognition, and the highest honors paid to the individuals or occasions being commemorated. This tradition signifies reverence, unity, and the magnitude of the moment.
You ever been You ever attended a funeral where you got a 21 gun salute?
I have not.
I went to one.
You did?
Being in the military.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, that's a trip. To watch, just to watch, and then to hear the 21 gun salute.
I have been in one, now that you mention it.
Yeah.
I did see one.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like big time, like 21, but it was, you know, they did shoot.
Right.
They had two officers.
Right.
Yeah.
I've seen the 21, the whole nine. The whole nine. Yeah.
Wow. Man.
Yeah.
All right. Things that make you go, This current era, which is often referred to as the 21st century, will end on December 31st, 2100.
Wow. Oh, look at what's next on the list. The Mac Nuts.
We're looking at a picture of Mac Nuts.
Yeah, you better tell him what you're looking at. Tell him who I'm looking at.
Left hand on a hip.
Tell him.
Her right leg and foot is kind of standing.
What color is the jumpsuit, Coach?
Red jumpsuit.
What color are toes? Wait a minute. Can you see the toes? The tip of the toes is white.
The bigger picture.
Oh, my God. I can see it.
Oh.
There she is.
There she is.
She got the lean. We still got to get that right as far as like the poem we did. I went back and listened to that dude.
We needed a better poem?
Yeah, both of ours sucked.
Like we want like a real poem, not a real.
Yes,
red.
We got to do it. Listen, like it's McNutt.
Okay.
We Mac failed on both of our Mac poems.
Say less. That's the opening.
We gotta have
that's our opening for 22. That's what we're gonna do, a poem to make.
Yes, and we gotta have say time less. To think of it. All right.
Say less.
All right. So, Monica, if you're listening to this, we're gonna put this on your Twitter feed. Just give us 5 minutes if it's appealing to you, please. Thank you, Monica McNutt.
Monica McNutt.
All right.
This is
Travel to Your.
Oh,
I gotta hear this.
Drop off through your eyes, segment in my Chinese voice. Illinois became a 24th state to enter the Union on September 8th, 1818. Have you ever been there? Have you ever been there?
I've never been to Illinois.
I'm crying. Okay.
Yeah, I've been there a few times. Yeah, but not much.
He's a helping the wealth segment. Heyo, Adrian. Most experts agree, you know, that it takes 21 days to say the form of habit. Would you say, Adrian?
You can't win, Rock. 21 days? We gotta start right now, Rock. We need speed, Rock. Speed.
I gotta say this. Get up, cause Mickey loved you.
You don't have to live with him. I do, and I love him.
Oh my goodness, dude. I need to wipe my nose. Oh my goodness. All right. That was the Health and Wealth segment, right?
All right. All right, this is Simba, Animal Planet.
How do you do Simba? I can't remember Simba's voice.
Animal Planet segment.
That's not.
What silly thing does your pet do?
That's not Simba, dude. Is that Simba?
Is that Simba?
Okay.
Simba was the baby. So he had a kid's voice.
Okay. You're right.
Animal Planet segment. Silly thing does your pet do?
I'm not going to do Simba. My dogs, they like to wrestle over stuff, like the stuffed toys that we get in the bark box. We order them bark boxes. They get a bark box every month. I don't know what they spray this stuff with, but it drives them crazy. Mm. So they like to chase stuffed toys and chew through them and make them squeak. They sit there and squeak it. Yes, that's a weird thing they do. Oh, my goodness. Blue bag music. Oh, wait a minute. I got to get this right. I'm going to get this right, y'all. Here's your blue bag music segment. In my Barry White voice, when Adele reached the age of 21 in 2011, she released her second album titled 21.
Yes! Give yourself a hair clap.
Ah, man, that's Barry White, didn't it?
That's Barry White.
Watch this. Hey.
Okay. Edible. Edible.
No, that is not it. No,
Shannon
no,
Sharp. No. Edible, eatable, eat segment. Where do you buy your blue crab, snow crab, or fresh seafood?
Oh, my goodness. All right, Shannon Sharp. I get my seafood usually at a place called, well, it varies. I may go to Cody Seafood. I may go to.
Where's Cody's?
Yes, Cody Road. Cody and.
Schillinger?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I may go to, it's different spots. Where do you go? Do you get fresh?
Or if
do
it's
you
here, I go DIP Mudbugs on Dolphin Island Parkway.
Okay.
I've been otherwise, there. I go to Joe Patty's in Pensacola.
Now, I used to live in Pensacola, and Joe Patty's was big.
Man, it's still big.
Yes. Joe Patty's
was big. It's got the best seafood.
All right. Hold on. Oh, boy.
It's a good one. Go ahead. Hold on. Two thumbs up segment. We good?
They suspect us. Call him. 21 Jump Street is an American police for sale or television drama safety suspects. Call him series that focuses on a squad of youthful, my precious, youth-looking undercover police officers investigating crimes in schools. My gangs and other teenage venues. My precious.
Oh my god.
Oh my goodness.
That was a good Gollum.
21 Jump Street religiously.
Yeah, it was a good
the
show.
The series.
Yeah.
Did you see the
I saw
two
the
remakes?
Movie and the show.
Right,
yeah.
Two of them, right? They had 22 Jump Street, which we next episode we did this. Right. Hey, AC Ducey. How about that Gollum voice?
That was awesome, man.
I love Lord of the Rings, by the way.
Yeah, great
I
show.
Love the
I've watched all of them.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. I'm tell y'all nerdy I was. I read the book.
I got the book back there.
Okay.
Yeah, both of them. Okay. I got the book, one on digital and one is hardback.
Damn.
I got but I got the one, the previous one. You got the Lord of the Rings. Then you got the prequel, which was how does that escape us?
I wasn't planning to think about that.
Oh no,
right,
we're
now.
Not gonna move because coach, this is one of mine. Cause it's my favorite movie. It's right down there. It's you got Bilbo Baggins. My goodness.
Tolkien,
he wrote it, but what's the name of it, coach? It's 1, 2, and 3. The Hobbit.
The Hobbit. Jesus.
Jeez Louise. The Hobbit, 1, 2, and 3. I read I got the book.
So
the hardback. My goodness, that's
so
a good
Saturday morning cartoon I used to watch.
Is that not a good
book,
dude?
Man.
Just Fox Sports. I know we're supposed to move. But this that's one of my favorite movie series.
Right.
I got all six of them down there.
It's
movie,
good.
And it takes
you get lost in there.
You get lost.
Yes.
On the event,
it's a good flow.
Oh my goodness! Yeah. You know who is off the chain to me? The freaking not the hobbits, but the elves.
Yeah.
The elven people.
Yeah.
Man, how they sing. See, you know I'm a fan, dude. We gotta do an episode on that.
Okay.
Please.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
First and 10 segment.
All right. Kermit the Frog.
Kermit the Frog.
First and 10.
Okay.
Person 10.
Best NBA player.
We gotta understand what you're saying.
Michael Cooper. Dominique Wilkins. And Tim Duncan. Best NFL player to wear 21. LaDainian Tomlinson and Sean Taylor.
Okay. That was your voice. That Kermit the Frog, I think he has COVID.
He got COVID.
Yes. So to answer your question, the best NBA player to wear 21, I got to go with Tim Duncan, dude.
Tim Duncan.
I have to because
he's a Hall of Famer.
Yes. He, what, 4 or 5 rings?
Five. Five.
And he did it with basic basketball.
Yeah. Dominated.
Off the glass, bounce passing.
Yeah, great teamwork.
Put you on his hip on the block.
Right.
Back you down.
No complaining.
Hook shot, no complaining.
Yeah. What you want me to do, coach? Yeah. Yeah.
He was a standard.
It wasn't, it's not, the game wasn't too big for him.
Right.
Right.
Right. Right. Okay. All right. So who are, who were 21 best? Let me see. I'm going to go with LT.
And I'm going to go with Sean Taylor, the U.
That's why. You biased a little bit. It's okay. I understand, coach. All right. All right. So you give me the Kermit the Frog voice, too?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay. Here we go. See, I told y'all, we don't plan this stuff. All right. I got to hear how Kermit. Let me. Where you at, Kermit? Let me see where Kermit is.
Best athlete to wear 21. Roberto
Clemente. Sally Sammy Davis Jr.
Roberto Clemente.
Mr. Bojack.
All right, I give him that Roberto Clemente. All right.
All right, the on and off the field book club. 21 on a list of best reads of all time was the called the Ender's Game.
Okay.
It's by Orson Scott Card, 1985.
Mm-hmm.
This classic sci-fi novel sees its young protagonist, Ender Wiggin, training and fighting to save the world from an alien invasion. This novel has some of the best training montages you'll ever experience, and so many complex moral dilemmas and intense themes of human nature, identity, and the perils of war.
Okay.
It has been suggested reading for many military organizations, including the United States Marine Corps. Have you ever read it?
I haven't.
It's a deep book. basically he's put in a position to where he has to prepare for war, and he excels like you wouldn't believe.
Wow.
And so he's an expert strategist.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah.
Life moment segment. I'm going to need my, my hand clap to do this, you know, in order to do this, to get me in this mode.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
In the U.S., the legal age of drinking and smoking, not that you should be, and entering nightclubs is 21. But if you're going to the club at 21, I ain't gonna preach. So the 21st birthday, y'all don't hear me, is a significant turning point. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
For a young adult, as they are now able to partake. Oh, watch it, young adults, as you partake. Touch not, taste not. Oh, that's not in there. Partake in more Dota that attack activities, even messing the preacher's voice up. I rebuke thee illegally. Well. That's interesting, though, that eagle age for drinking, smoking, and entering nightclub. 21st birthday is that significant turning point.
Yeah.
It is, dude.
Yeah.
Well, we talked about that briefly. You said that when you turned 21, you were in a club.
Margaritaville.
That you could not get into before.
And that was the first place I went to.
That's fire.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Helpful hint segment.
Let's go.
We talked about the show
right.
And comments we received, how it's actually good for people's mental health.
Right.
Because we laugh so much.
So much. And this one's going to be real good for their mental health.
Yes.
Especially we've added these doggone these characters, dude.
Yes, yes.
Genius idea. But the Bible says that laughter is as a medicine to the soul.
I could see that.
Dude. You know what it says? That sadness rots the bones.
I could see
heaviness that. Rots the bones.
I could see that.
But joy, it actually gives you life.
It uplifts you.
It invigorates a person.
It's an ultimate rush.
Right.
Best
drug ever.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think, and I said this earlier, when we create, and I want to say this, when we create every idea we have that's a good idea, It gives God glory, because God's his character, one of his names is Creator, Elohim, Yahweh is Creator. So that means he's Creator God. So everything he spoke came from an idea.
Right.
So he came on nothing and said, let there be light. Where was light at?
Right.
Nowhere, but it got there.
Right.
There was no light to pull from. He said, let there be. because I want it. So we create.
Right, right.
We're environmental architects.
Yes.
So we change environments. So like a genius, mm-hmm. a person that's a genius, mm-hmm. they give God glory all the time because they got these genius ideas. What from do you think? God. The source? From God. God. He's the source of every idea we have.
Interesting.
So when a genius operates.
That's very inspiring to hear that.
When a genius operates, they don't even realize that they're glorifying God. People look at a genius operate and they see God. That's God at work.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So when I see you do stuff and it blows my mind, I'm like, God, that's the Holy Ghost. That's God. It's God's spirit. It's creator. You're an environmental architect. You change. If the environment is not what you want it to be, you change it. And if it's not there, you create it.
You create it.
That's what we're empowered and gifted to do.
Facts.
So shout out to every genius. You giving God glory. And don't even. You know what? I wish I could meet a genius atheist. You didn't even know. You giving every good idea you got. Where you think you got it from? You're not a real atheist.
They're looking at it from a science.
I know, but you see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Every idea we get
from God.
I ain't mean to go there.
Amen.
All right. Yeah. Yeah.
It's all good.
All right. It's all about the relationship segment. How important is networking? Oh my goodness.
Extremely.
Super.
So such a I'm sure people listening will know it's a very small world when you think about it.
It really is.
And in your networking, you'd be surprised how much you come across the same people.
Mm-hmm.
And if if you could add somebody to your team that mm-hmm. can help you along the way, it's a benefit to both parties.
You know what? As a matter of fact, I guarantee you that the first person that said, it's a small world, I bet they were doing that networking.
Networking. Exactly.
That term came when they were networking.
Right.
I have such and such Kevin and such and such. Oh, you know Kevin? I know Kevin. You mean Kevin? Such and such. Yeah. It's a small world. Networking. Right.
All right.
The arts.
This is
segment.
The arts segment.
Oh, and you got, man, come on, bro. You got the. You
from
got
number the. 21 has found its way into various works of literature, art, and mythology. Serving as a symbol of completion, transition, and personal growth.
If y'all can see his face while he's trying to do this, his cheeks are so tight. He looks so haughty. Go ahead. His face tight as hell. I looked up and you got Botox. You look like you got Botox. It was no wrinkles.
That would have bridged me.
That's how I know. Y'all need to see his face. We got to add video real soon, man. I'm sorry. Go ahead. You got to start over.
What?
Go ahead.
What is an artist have utilized its significance to portray characters coming of the age, spiritual evolution, a turning point their narratives?
What was that? What was that? Okay, all right. Guess what time it is?
All right. Okay, so
give it to me
again. I'm trying to find some inspiration based on the theme 21 episode, and so the first one that came up, believe it or not, was John 21.
Okay, wow.
And it kind of was quoted said Jesus tells Peter that he will be led where you do not want to go,
right?
And then says, "Follow me." And the quote kind of says, this passage shows us that even though we are sinners, Jesus continually shows his mercy on us and gives us innumerable second chances to show our love for him and never give up on us.
Okay, so let me tell you what happened in John chapter 21.
Yes, break it down.
Jesus was resurrected. This was after he was resurrected. They saw him by the water. All right, they were out on the boat first. When they was on the boat, the Bible says that all the disciples were on the boat. Jesus was on the shore, and he was cooking fish, right? And they saw that. They was like, cooking fish. So the Bible says that John, that's teacher, he dove in the water, swam to him, said he get to the shore, drag all the fish, right? Peter comes on. So now you got to deal with Peter because Peter denied him three times. So he's got to deal with Peter first. So he saw, they drug the fish up, help him pull the fish up. He said, Peter, he said, do you love me more than these? And Peter says, yes, Lord, I love you. And he was like, okay, feed my sheep. He was like, okay, Peter, do you love me more than these? And he was like, yes, Lord, asked him twice. He was like, yes, Lord, you know I love you. He was like, okay, feed my sheep. He's like, Peter, do you love me more than these? Mm-hmm. The Bible says when he asked Peter that the third time, Peter got nervous. He was like, nah, I'm scared because you asked me this the third time. You think I'm lying. So it must be something wrong with me. He was convicted because he denied him three times, so he asked him three times. Because the Bible says, remember, before he got crucified, he said, you're going to deny me three times.
Right.
So so in John 21, he restores Peter. Watch this, though. But he tells him, what you just read, he said, when you're older, you're going to go somewhere that you don't want to go. They're going to put some clothes on you that you don't want on you. He was talking about the way Peter was going to die. Peter was going to be crucified like Jesus. Put him on the cross. And I have there's a book called The Book of the Martyrs.
Yeah, and it tells
how every person that
he was upside
martyred,
down,
yes,
right?
He crucified. When they tried to crucify him right side up, he said, don't crucify me like that. He said, crucify me upside down.
Wow.
Because I'm not worthy to be crucified like my Savior. But they put on him something he didn't want to put on him. Those were the clothes, everything. Yeah. He's taking away he wanted to go. So that's, he was predicting Peter's death. In John chapter 20.
So that's him predicting the death.
Yes, Peter, the way Jesus, Peter was going to die. He said, when you're older, just read that one more time.
You will be led where you do not want
right.
to go.
He was. That's when he was telling him he was going to go to the cross and die as a martyr. Yeah, and it's recorded in the Book of the Martyrs. It's recorded how every disciple died in detail, dude. Then he turns around, and I know we got to move on.
No, we good.
Then he turns around, and he tells Peter how he's going to die, right?
Right.
When he tells Peter that, Peter turns to John and says, well, what about him? What about him? He says, don't worry about him. He say, what is it if I want him to stay alive and to see my second coming? Let me tell you right quick what he was talking about. It was rumored what Jesus said, that John couldn't die. This disciple. So they put him on this Isle of Patmos. This king did. That's where he wrote the Book of Revelation, on the Isle of Patmos.
Okay.
But it was said that he couldn't die. So this emperor or ruler, this low down dude, said, okay, really, he can't die. I'll put it to the test. It says that they put him in a boiling cistern of oil, dude. They boiled the oil. They dipped him in it. He still didn't die. They couldn't kill him.
Oh my God.
And he died on his bed, peaceful. They couldn't kill him. Jesus declared to him, you ain't gonna die until you see my second coming. So what he was talking about is what he wrote in the Book of Revelation. He foresaw the future, and so John wrote it in the Book of Revelation.
Wow.
So that's what happened in John chapter 21.
Yoda!
I love these dudes.
Yoda! 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 Yoda!
Yoda! I love those, dude.
Man, that was deep, brother. Wow.
Yeah, I love the Book of John. And I love the Book of Revelation. The Book of Revelation is my favorite book in the Bible.
Oh. And because he wrote it, yes. Obviously the connection.
Right. So he wrote the Book of John also, and he wrote the Book of Revelation. First, second, third John, Book of Revelation, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, this is the perception versus perspective
segment. Love this, dude. I love the first time you ever brought this out. I like this. This is very intriguing. Because it helps in social life, in personal life. It helps across the board. So I love this segment. This is one of my favorite segments.
When we started our podcast, we looked at some different factors. But, one of the things we looked at was how many podcasts there were out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, there's so many.
Mm-hmm.
Roughly 2 million worldwide podcasts.
Boom.
Okay, 2 million.
Mm-hmm.
Of the 90%... of those podcasts do not get past episode 3. 90%.
I've heard these same stats, y'all.
So that's 1.8 million that quit.
That fall off.
Of the 200,000 left, 90% of those will quit after 20 episodes.
Wow.
That's another 180,000 people gone.
I hope y'all understand this.
So to be in the top 1% of podcasts in the world, you only need to publish 21 episodes of your podcast. Just think of that for a second. Our show is in the top 1% of podcasts in the world already because we kept going.
Ooh, yo, coach. I deserve another dance. Ooh. We dancing. Y'all need to see it. Y'all need to see it again. We in the building, y'all. Woo. On and off the field. Sports podcasting with a purpose.
Yes, sir, baby.
It's fire, man. That's our party music, though. We, I don't know who made that track, but we don't, man. Quote of the day.
Quote of the day.
All right. Do not go where the path may lead. Go instead where there is no path and leave a trail. That's fire.
That's from my boy, Ralph Health is Wealth.
Waldo Emerson.
That's from my boy, said Health is Wealth.
That's fire. Yeah. Really? That's the same dude.
Same guy. Same guy.
Dude, he has some fire. I'm going to read that again. Don't go where the path may lead. Go instead where there is no path and leave a trail. That's fire.
Right. Right.
That's hard. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Black folk segment.
Black folk.
All right. This, what will get you talked about?
Oh, man. That's a loaded question. It's a lot of stuff, boy. I'm going to narrow it down. Having bad breath. That'll get you talked about.
Yeah.
If your breath stinks,
yeah,
you're going to get talked about.
Bad potato salad.
Your bad potato salad. Yeah. If you put raisins, ooh, in your potato salad, that'll get you talked
about. Dry mac and cheese.
Oh, that'll get you talked about. Yeah. You own it now. That'll get you talked about. Dry chicken.
No sweet Kool-Aid.
Ooh, that'll get you talked about. Yeah. For me, this is going to be your food being too spicy.
Yeah.
I talk about you.
Yeah, talk
when
about
it's so
that.
Spicy, you can't even enjoy it. I'll talk about
exactly.
You.
Exactly.
I will talk about you.
Your greens.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
somebody greens will get you talked about. You get some bad greens. You mess up some greens.
Yeah, you get talked about.
You get talked about.
It's a few things that get you talked about, yeah.
Not speaking.
Ooh. You know what else to get you talked about? If I, as a man, hold the door for you, and being a gentleman,
right,
and you don't say thank you,
right,
that'll get you talked about.
Right.
It's specifically females.
Especially be talked about for me under my breath. I'm be like, you ungrateful, man. Get on out of my
I'm going to talk about you.
Yeah. Red flags.
Red flags. People who post everything on social media is definitely a red flag.
Yeah, yeah. You don't need to be associated with, I mean, that's not obvious.
But you know what? It's really bad because people really posting everything on social media.
Too much information. Yeah. Too much personal information.
And they'll put a post and it'll be at you. Like, you know what I'm saying? It'll be at somebody.
Right.
And they won't even say their name.
Right. Some of them have, I actually appreciate the style and the flair of some. But then I think there's just people that are just tacky with it.
You know, too much.
Yeah.
You know what gets me? Okay, I'm sorry. We went to what to get you talked about. Let's put this. Can we kind of connect red flags and black folks segment? I'm saying me dog back.
Dude.
You know what would get your ass talked about? And I'm when you take a picture of yourself at the hospital in the bed with the wristband, that'll get you talked about.
Right.
When
right.
you take a picture of yourself in the emergency room,
right,
on the bed. Let me that'll get you talked about because you're a black person. And I'm connecting the two. It's a red flag. You get down, man. That'll get you. That raises my. That bothers me.
Does that chap your cheeks?
It chap. When you in the emergency room and you take. Tell me that I'm serious, y'all.
Facts, man.
And then, you know what else to get talked about? When you leave the hospital and you still got the wristband on.
Right.
3 days later.
3 days later.
And
take
it took
off.
Baths.
Take it off. Take it
don't
off.
Don't do it. Let's move on.
All right, green flag.
Bring me something that's going
to
make me some.
People who encourage growth, but don't try to change your foundation.
That's good.
Yeah. A lot of times people want to preach to you. As, you know, do as I do.
They want you. They want to change you, exactly. not promote you.
Right.
Or
you got to be able to encourage somebody for their
who
growth,
they are.
Who they are.
Right. Right. Wow. I love that. Yeah, man. I love that. People who encourage growth but don't try to change, because that's huge with me.
Right.
Help me. Don't try to change me.
Right.
Right. Help me in the from the standpoint of who I am.
Right.
Because I'm going to give you respect for who you are. And we're going to go from there. We'll build from that. I like that. Time, energy, money segment. I always like this. Oh, man. Wait a minute. All right. I could channel this dude because I'm a Star Wars fan.
Hold on. Luke, I am your father. Your energy, time, and money are your life currencies. I know that ain't Darth Vader, but James Earl Jones did him, so I'm going to do the Darth Vader. Whatever you are willing to invest today will determine your future. The choice is up to you.
I did pretty good on James Earl Jones. All right, your energy, time, and money are your life currencies. That's so true. Yeah, whatever you are willing to invest today will determine your future. The choice. That's fire. That's the fire. Choice is up to you. I love the first. I love the whole thing, but especially the first part. Is your life currencies. Right. Your energy, time, and money.
That's what you spend. That's what you spend.
Good. That's a good quote.
All right, this is the chess. All right, Nigel. This was from Nigel.
Now, how you gonna do it in Nigel's bait? Are you gonna bait it?
This is a chess segment.
Come on.
This was 21 on an internet chess search in 1985. Eric Knoppert played 500 games.
Nigel, I'm sorry.
Of 10-minute chess. Just for 68 hours.
Nigel, I want to apologize to you on behalf of On and Off the Field. I had nothing to do with that, version of who you supposed to sound like, sir. But that's interesting.
This was, it was 21 on the internet chess search. In 1985, Eric Knoppert played 500 games of 10-minute chess for 68 hours.
That's crazy. Talking about commitment.
Oh, your brain must be messed
brain,
up.
Your brain, dude.
Dude, right. I'm ready to get crunk, man. I'm ready to get crunk.
This is the final drive, Sports Jeopardy. You know I was looking at the next voice, right?
Oh.
All right, this is the I Have a Voice segment. I Have a Dream. That one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
That's younger than that.
That's not bad. All right, this is the sex doctor segment.
Ooh, boy.
Sex position number 21 is called the speed bump.
What?
I got to describe it to you, I guess.
Yeah, pause.
All right, so the girl's on laying down.
Okay.
Okay, face down.
Stomach?
On the stomach.
Okay.
Legs are slightly spread apart, butt is slightly arched.
Okay.
And you come from on over top as she's like a little speed bump.
Oh.
Yeah.
So that's what that was. That's what it's called. Hey, you put a name to it.
I put a name to it. They all got names, man.
That's crazy. Where did you get what? Did I ask you about the? Where did you pull
same this? Place I got it from last time? The internet,
the Google God,
Google.
What? Wow. Oh, you just said that, and he look at that. Did you
oh
see
my
that?
Goodness,
that popped up.
Dude, man.
Oh wow, hey. Technology. All right, versus segment.
Yes.
Best Black 70s sitcom, Good Times versus The Jeffersons. Ah, okay. You go first, because I got to.
So, I have to be honest. I started watching The Jeffersons first. And so, I kind of got into The Jeffersons. But
okay.
Then I started watching Good Times. And I was like, I like Good Times better.
So who are you giving it to?
So I'm going to go Good Times. But I love The Jeffersons, though. I watched that a lot as a kid.
I did, too. I like both of them. I'm going to go with Good Times, too. Good Times also. I want to make a point, though.
Yeah.
In all of those sitcoms, like in the 70s, I'm going to just say the 70s. They had them in the 60s, too, but the stretch of the 70s.
Right.
One of the things they had in common is that all of their scenes were always at the one spot. They rarely.
Right. Well, either you know what in mean? The they house rarely, or they had an eating right, establishment.
They somewhere. Rarely went outside. Right. You know what right, I mean? They right. rarely, it was most of them was there. Good times, majority of the time, right in, there in that apartment. They rarely even went in the freaking rooms. I don't even know what the bathroom looked like.
When that room,
the only
that
other room
time,
they went in was the bedroom with James.
Michael, yeah, when James was in there, or Michael was in there sitting on punishment, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
James in Florida's room.
Right.
They go in there. Like, right. But think about it. Oh, and then the Jeffersons. Did they rarely went to the cleaners. And he owned a freaking cleaners.
Right. Right.
But the most of the scenes took place
in that apartment.
So, but it was enough to keep us entertained for 30 minutes?
30 minutes.
Yes. Man, that was fire.
Yeah, that's fire.
I had to go. That just took me back, man. I got nostalgia for a minute.
Fill in the blank.
All right.
All right. The most terrifying thing you can imagine is?
Oh, man. Not making it to heaven.
Ditto.
Mm-hmm. Ditto. Wow.
The quickest way to your heart is? The footies? The footies.
That's the physical way.
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
The mental way,
right,
is through respect, honor, and respect.
Right.
What about you?
Being able to provide peace.
I like that. I like that. Right.
The weirdest thing you've ever eaten.
Oh, I'm so finicky. So, but I've weird. I guess monkey meat.
Monkey meat.
Yes, by mistake.
You ate monkey.
We were over in.
You had to be out of sea with the Navy.
We were overseas.
Okay.
But a guy got he had him with the hiccups for like 3 weeks. Dude. I need to take a picture. Dude, but I think that's the weirdest thing. What about you? What's the weirdest thing you've eaten?
I've eaten possum.
Mm-mm.
But I think the alligator cheesecake I had in New Orleans.
Oh, living I won't dead, I can't.
Yeah, alligator cheesecake. That was all right, the one chore you absolutely hate doing is?
You know what? If I had to, I don't hate doing chores. It makes me feel good. It's therapeutic.
I get
to
off
me.
Into it.
Yeah.
I put headsets on and I just about, just clean up. And
but if you had to pick something, if I had to pick my least favorite.
Mine is vacuuming. Time consuming.
I think maybe vacuuming, maybe.
Vacuuming. Yeah.
I think, neither one of us picked washing dishes.
I don't mind washing dishes.
Me either.
Yeah. I guess it comes part of with cooking too.
I don't mind cooking.
I love cooking.
It's therapeutic.
Therapeutic.
How are you at baking? I'm not good at baking at all.
You can't baking
with
cakes?
A crap. Yeah.
No, I don't bake.
Yeah.
I don't bake.
I know some men that do though.
Oh, I do too.
You think that's manly or you think that's sus?
No, I think it's very manly.
I bet it's therapeutic.
Yeah, absolutely.
I wish I knew how to bake.
I wish, in a way, I want to learn. When I have the time, maybe I will learn.
Maybe something. We need to find somebody that a professional baker that come on here and teach us how to bake.
I know some people that know how to bake.
Give us a few ideas.
Man.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, shoot.
Just to have them on the show.
We know people that know how to bake.
Okay, let's get them on. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Where were you when segment? Oh, my goodness. Where were you when Donald Trump won his first presidential election in 2016?
We talked about that.
Yes, we did.
We talked about that.
Yep. You're like, he freaking won.
So that was the year he won in November 2016.
Okay.
And, Mary passed in January 2016.
Okay, right.
So November, I was, out there, mm-hmm. to say the least.
Mm-hmm.
And, we were watching Sons of Anarchy.
Right.
The series Sons of Anarchy.
I remember you told me that.
And so, we didn't vote. We didn't even think about politics or anything like that, because, mm-hmm. It just wasn't on our mind.
Right.
And so we're sitting there watching Sons of Anarchy and not knowing or even thinking that he would win.
Yeah.
Okay. Remember this. I'm from New Jersey, so I grew up Trump in my background all my life.
Right.
I just assumed that his angle to attract the voters of the people were the very people that he had talked about for years.
Right. That it wouldn't work.
And how they talked about city slickers, from the Yankees. He was one of them.
So you figure he
figured that's not going to work.
Right.
So I just dismissed it. And we're sitting there. And one of the things we did, when I drank, I would drink to enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
That night and some nights we drank to numb.
Because
we were real numb.
Right. So when that popped up.
So this episode of The Suns Go Off.
I always laugh when you tell this story, dude.
The Suns Go Off. We was like, let's see who won the election. And so we turned and we looked at each other like, you fucking won? Are you serious? You won?
I laugh every time you say this.
People were like, okay, so I turn back. Let's go. Another episode of The Suns. Went on with our life.
Wow. I remember where I was. I was down working at the Riverview, the whole 9 yards. You think he's going to get reelected?
I don't think so.
Think Kamala going to beat him?
I think Kamala's going to win.
We have the Kamala coming.
The Kamala.
That's the inside joke.
Yes.
All right, what's pet peeves?
Pet peeves. Flies.
I hate them.
When I'm trying to eat outside.
I hate flies, period. I hate flies. Outside, I hate them, even though they got a right to be out there. But when they come in my house,
I'm hunting.
I talk to them. Like, you came in the wrong house today. You flew in the wrong house.
I turn the air down real cold just so they can start moving slow. I leave them there. And they get on that wall, they can't move.
I bait them jokers up.
Right up next to them. I got your ass now.
I talk to them. Like, for real, I talk to them, call them out their name, Parker. Coming out to tell a segment. Describe your graduation day and walking across the stage. I was so grateful that I graduated because by the skin of my teeth, dude. I wasn't dumb. It's because I was busy.
I understand.
I had no interest in that.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Anyway, but mine was, it was fire. It was lit. Like, I couldn't believe it. Coming across, it was surreal.
Right.
Almost numb.
I got you.
Yeah, until I came out, walked down and took my robe out, we threw the hats and all that. That's when I was like, oh, man, it hit me.
Right.
So from there, how was yours?
High school was, I went to a Catholic high school, so
it was. What's the name of it?
Immaculate Conception.
And where was it?
Montclair, New Jersey.
Okay, see, they might not know that.
Yeah, it was fire. It was very, calm, if I could say the word. Calm was more like it, yeah. It was in a church. Our church was beautiful, by the way. One of those Catholic churches with the
edifice.
A lot of money spent.
Hey.
All right, embarrassing moment segment. All right, homeless.
Here
guy.
You go.
All right, so this is a.
I don't have to get this up no more, do I?
I'm gonna do this one. So once a year, I take clothes to Goodwill.
Mm-hmm.
I go through the closet, which you haven't worn. You just put it in a bag and say, okay, I'm taking it to Goodwill. Get some good use to it. So I did that, and I'm driving, and I'm downtown Mobile, and I see a homeless guy, and he looks my size, and so I said, let me just give it to him. This was some good stuff. This wasn't no crap.
Right, right.
It was a Steelers jersey. My Jerome Bettis, first Jerome Bettis jersey.
Right.
So I give it to him, and he's thankful, and so the next day, I have a meeting with the general manager of the Riverview, the general manager of the Battle House,
right,
and one of the representatives from the city of Mobile,
right.
And so the meeting finished, we're walking, we're standing right in the valet drive, right where you normally used to stand, and out of the corner of my eye, I see the guy. He's walking, and I'm like, and because I know he's got on my Jerome Bettis jersey. He got on my Nikes.
I knew that.
My sweatpants. Okay. My Steelers cap. He had my whole outfit on. He dressed from head to toe. So I'm like, I kind of turn angle so he wouldn't make eye contact. He made eye contact.
Oh,
hey!
Oh my
goodness. Hey, look! Look!
Oh my goodness.
He comes running up to me. Thank you. Showing me the jersey and everything.
Right.
The people are looking at me like, what in the hell is going on?
Wow. Did you have to explain it?
I had to explain it.
What did they say after that?
It was cool. It was cool.
But that, you know what, though? Yeah. That's kind of a good moment. Like, they saw your charity.
I guess.
I'm trying to
fix it. He was hilarious.
I'm trying to fix it. Oh, man, listen, we got to
call CB4.
We got to call this. Listen, let me explain something to y'all before we call. There's different kinds of fans, y'all. Some of them are just fans, and then you got some of them are just, you know, you have to just, you know, you really have to toe the line with them. We about to call this dude.
CB4.
CB4. Oh,
I met
my
him. When
goodness,
I met him, he looked like a character from the movie CB4.
He talked like, I'm just telling
you.
His
name is Alphonse.
Alphonse. Let me see if we get him on
big
the line.
Big time Alabama
y'all.
Fan. Opening day, we want to get some inside Bama.
Coach, I'm going to let you watch this.
This is what we call an obnoxious Bama fan.
He's obnoxious. Very obnoxious. Don't put me on the speakerphone now.
Hello?
CB4.
CB4.
This is on and off the field podcast and with a purpose, sir. Welcome on to the show. Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
Good.
We want to hear who y'all open up with, Bama.
Yeah, we open up with Western Kentucky.
Y'all going to beat them?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Oh, my goodness.
Y'all going down this year. Y'all ain't going to be shit.
No, man, I hate you feel that way, but we're not going down.
Hey, CB4, I need to say something before you go, but I saw something on TV, and I wanted to make sure, I don't know if you saw it, when they had, last Saturday, they had Nick Saban on college football game day, and they asked him for his prediction, two questions. They asked him who's going to win the SEC, and then they asked him who's going to win the Natty, and both of his answers was Georgia. He picked Georgia to win the SEC, and he picked Georgia to win it all.
Yeah.
D. Nick Saban now.
Yeah.
What you got to say about
that? Okay. Y'all, you know, years have passed. You know how Nick, y'all fall for the banana and the tailpipe all the time. Nick that's psyching up the team. Nick put that in y'all head. He hyped up his boy. They're not failing. They're not gonna fail. I'm telling you.
He get on the national platform though. CB4, he on the national. College game. We talking college game day now. CB4. Let me make my case. This is a national platform that probably the number one coach in Alabama history of football is making a statement and a declaration and a prediction that the Georgia Bulldogs will not only win the SEC, but they will win the national championship. This is Nick Saban now. I don't think that's a tactic.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Nick, y'all, like I said, Nick always say you fall for the poison. Y'all still falling for the poison. Still falling for the poison.
Coach, you think it's a tactic,
Coach? Hey, that's Nick Saban, man.
You think he's still pulling for
really
Alabama?
Do you really think Nick Saban? Yeah. Do you really think Nick Saban? He wants y'all to believe that.
Why?
He wants y'all to believe like every year we.
Coach,
get his team motivated.
Hold on, CB4. Let me ask you a quick question while I got you. We talked about that Bryant Bank, right? How much you think they was paying them players at Alabama before the NIL?
A bunch.
Before the NIL,
because I heard that the Bama players. This is what I heard, that the Bama players before the NIL, when they got to the NFL, they got a tax break.
You know what?
He laughed at the
that
truth.
Situation. You know, every college pay players. Come on now, y'all know that every college pay player.
So y'all was at the top.
Back then, whoever got caught, you know, you didn't get caught, so you didn't pay nobody.
Oh, was Bear Bryant paying players?
I don't know because I doubt it. I doubt he was paying players.
You don't think Bear Bryant was paying players?
She. No, what's her name? What's the coach? She.
What's the one coach that took all of them to the, they were partying one year, all of them Alabama players. It was on the yacht. When you remember y'all was partying?
Mike DeBoe was at Mike DeBoe.
Yeah, he was partying with them and everything.
Yeah, Mike DeBoe, yeah.
And Price was in the strip club over Pensacola.
He didn't stay that long, did it?
That's because he got caught.
He didn't stay that long, did he?
That's because he got caught.
Yeah, he got caught. That's what I said.
Nick Saban and Adam Strippers. Nick Saban and Adam Strippers.
But did he get caught?
Nick.
You're innocent till you're proven guilty now. Come on. You're innocent till you're proven guilty. You're innocent till you're proven guilty.
Nick, you telling me Nick had them strippers?
I'm just saying, you're innocent until you're proven guilty.
All right, give us a score before you go. Give before us a score. You go, what's Bama versus Western Kentucky. What's the score?
It's going to be about 56 to
10. Okay.
56 to 10. All right. All right. CB4.
CB4, we appreciate you, man. Shout out.
We'll holler at you, brother.
All right, y'all. Have a good one.
Yes, sir. Take it easy. CB4, man, that's another call segment. Boy, I tell you, every time he knew Alabama played, now he got my phone number. Now he gonna call me. He know I'm an Auburn fan.
Good, he'll weigh you out.
Oh no, I'm gonna block him. I'm playing.
Man, Miami,
shout out to CB4.
And Miami been so bad the past few years. I had to just turn my phone off. You know what I mean?
Every time they play,
Miami's been bad for the past few years. Yeah. Getting whooped. Yeah. Not this year, though.
It's going to be different?
We're good this year.
All right, Coach. You said that last year.
I'm going on AC Deucey episode 21. Miami's going to be good this year.
Is that because Fumbleena's gone?
We got us a good quarterback now, Cam Ward.
Fumbleena looked bad with Wisconsin.
Fumbleena looked bad they last suck, night. Tyler Van Dyme. He called himself Tyler Van Dyme.
He's throwing nickels, pennies.
Tyler Van Penny.
Van Penny, yeah.
Tyler Van Dett.
He owe us.
Jesus Christ.
Game segment, charades. Right, come on now. All right.
All right. I'm going to help myself.
James Brown. Eddie Murphy. Okay, James Brown. All right.
We go to the Windsor.
Elvis Presley. Easy. Okay. That's the two.
That's it.
Oh, that's easy, man. All right. Okay. Comics and cartoon segment. Fat Albert needed our health as well for segment.
Yes.
Dude,
we joked about him,
huge.
But think about how that's, unhealthy he was.
Let me ask you this. Was Fat Albert a real person in real life? Or was he a made-up character?
I don't know that for sure, but my guess is that there would have been inspiration, plenty of inspiration.
Was Fat Albert a real character? Huh.
I mean, Bill Cosby took all of those Cosby kids as from
real inspiration. It was based on his good friend, Albert Robertson.
There you go.
Fat Albert Robertson, voiced by Bill Cosby, singing by Michael Gray, is based on Cosby's childhood friend, Albert Robertson. It says the main character in the series, he is usually the conscience of the junkyard gang. Though very obese, he is athletic and enjoys playing sports.
Whoa. Wow.
And you think about something. He was athletic.
On the show, he was.
Fat Albert
basketball.
You run that ball, right. Fat Albert and knock you out. That's funny that we're talking about health as well. You know, he got good footwork.
He did have good footwork. Fat Albert.
So he's a real dude.
What's your boy play for NC State? What was the guy you were talking about? Burn. Yeah. Footwork.
Quick footwork.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Wow.
That's what we do. Listen, that's what you get when you deal with on and out the field. We pull up stats. We pull up stats and we get shout out to Fat Albert, who would have knocked your head off if you got that football. Did they play basketball too?
Yeah.
They played all of it.
All of it.
Baseball, all in that junkyard.
In that little junkyard.
Dude, that is so classic.
Right.
Anybody ever watch Fat Albert? Yeah, shout out to Fat Albert. All right.
Back in the day segment.
Back in the day segment. Okay, go ahead. No, you're good. Yeah. Back in the day segment. You on point, Coach. Come on.
Best board game you've ever played growing up?
Man, I would say Monopoly.
Mine was backgammon, so that's why I chose the question.
Yeah. I would say Monopoly. I'm going to say Well, I didn't play Scattergories growing up, but there's a game called Scattergories that's lit.
I play that.
Ooh, I love Scattergories. So yeah, that's.
You ever play Life?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Shoots and Ladders.
Shoots and Ladders. Yeah.
Play that.
Othello.
Okay. Othello? I've heard of it. It's what do you call it? When you slide them down in. What is that?
Oh,
is that considered a board game?
It was a game. I mean,
tic tac.
We had so many.
We had a bunch
basic
of
basic games right. growing up because technology hadn't been advanced yet. But I yep. enjoyed myself.
I did too.
Yeah.
All right. Would All you right. rather segment? Would you rather hire as your bartender for your birthday party, Bill Cosby or Puffy? Man, what in the world, dude? I'm gonna tell you who
if
I picked,
and
I'm gonna
tell you drink, why. If both of them had a drink, which one are you gonna go?
I'm gonna go with Bill Cosby, cause Bill ain't never got no man, facts. So I'm safe.
Facts. Facts.
He can peel. You know, Bill ain't. You get a facts. Peel from Bill, you good. Ain't that Bill like the women? Right. Puffy on the other Puffy hand, you pray if you in front of Puffy.
Puffy be in Uranus.
Yeah, he'll be in Uranus. You can find Puffy in Uranus. take that. www.take that. You know, that's his line. That's one of his lines. You know, he called other men daddy. You're doing good, daddy. That's facts.
Puffy does?
Yes. It's recorded on video. I saw it. Meek Mill was in the pool. I think he was soaking. He might have been soaking his Duke from party. That he was like, "You did good, Daddy. You did good, Daddy." I'm gonna leave it at that.
Ooh, wow.
Talk with the segment.
I didn't know I had that. That was a loaded question. I'm gonna leave Puffy alone.
Leave Puffy. Go with Bill.
Go with Bill.
Bill like the women. You feel me?
All right. Tongue twister segment.
All right.
Okay. All right. I never was a fig plucker, nor a fig plucker's son, but I'll pluck figs till the fig plucker comes.
Okay. Yeah. Now you got to sit a little faster than that, Coach.
I never was a fig plucker nor a fig plucker's son, but I'll pluck figs till the fig plucker comes.
Okay, cool. Wow, boy, you hit that. All right. What if segment? What if Marvel's Wolverine had a closet relationship with Edward Scissorhands? What in the world are you talking about?
Because they both got the
but you said a closet relationship. I tell you what, it'd be a lot of blood. Be a lot of blood in there. It wouldn't be a clean closet. Hey, and eventually, it'd be skeletons in the closet.
Yes.
Because they
be both kill themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Skeletons in the closet. We make somebody anything. Dude, why do I always catch this truth or dare? Come on.
Hey, that's what we're going to do from now on.
All right.
Truth or dare.
All right.
All right. Truth or dare.
All right. I'm going to pick. Oh, man. I'm going to pick the dare this time.
Okay. Good. All right.
Dog.
You can only talk in a whisper for the next segment. On the next segment.
What?
You can only whisper. For the next segment.
For episode 22?
No, for the next
segment. Oh, okay. All right.
All right.
So the next segment is Limo Confessions segment, right?
Yes. Right. Limo Confessions segment.
Limo Confessions segment. Describe your prom night.
Well, my
okay, here we go. It went something like this. It was a late September.
You're done looking at us.
It was a late September evening. My dad.
music was playing loud. People were dancing. Some of us snuck off.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Last question.
That's the last question. All right. Come on. Oh, my goodness.
My stomach hurts. All right. You're out on a date.
All right.
After dinner,
mm-hmm.
your wife. Oh, wait a minute. I'm reading this wrong. Your whisper got me off this time.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
You're out on a date.
All right.
After dinner, you take your wife to a comedy club to mm-hmm. see Richard Pryor.
Mm-hmm.
But he is a no-show, okay. and the club replaces him with Nick Saban.
Oh,
do you ask for a refund, or do you stay for the Nick Saban show?
Do you know what? I'm going to freaking stay for the Nick Saban show. You know why? Because I guarantee you that he is hilarious. And it'll be the best kind of comedy.
Dry humor.
It'll be dry humor.
Yes.
I'm yeah. staying for the freaking Nick Saban show. He would probably, he'll have the people.
In a different way.
Oh, my right. goodness.
Right.
He would be hilarious, dude. I'm going with Nick Saban.
He looks so stiff next to Pat McAfee on stage.
Oh, my goodness. Did you see how he looked at Pat after Pat told the joke? He's like, you think it's over him? You know how Pat talks. Oh, yo.
Nick gave him that look.
He looked
look
at like you douchebag. He's not, you know, I'm yeah. still, the verdict is still out with me as far as him being on the panel.
Yeah, like, I'm not a big fan. I would rather him be like a guest.
A picker, maybe.
Strategist.
Maybe. I don't
like,
know.
Like you go in and give like coaches talk or film, you know, like you can go over something with that and then move on, but not on the panel.
Remember how they used to have the bear segment when they did yeah. the segment with the bear?
Right.
They
right.
go up. Like maybe right. have a segment like with, you know.
With Nick Saban.
Yeah, quick. You know what I mean?
And then,
off to the side. But
move.
Don't keep him on camera.
Right.
Because he doesn't
so
fit the narrative.
It doesn't.
Because what's his name? Never stop smiling. The Heisman Trophy winner,
Desmond,
he never stops right. smiling, dude.
Right,
and
but they're also connected with each
right.
other. He's the odd one.
He
doesn't
fit the narrative.
Not at all. Not at all. So Questo was so loosey goosey.
Right,
and he had fun with it.
Right. How's he doing?
Obviously, he's
kind of diminished.
Yeah, I mean, he's old though.
Right. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, but yeah, definitely. But with the comedy show, I'm going with Nick. I'm sticking with oh,
I understand.
I ain't getting no refund.
All right, next segment. Don't forget to like us on and follow us on your favorite podcast platforms. Now you can follow us on Instagram. We're on Instagram now.
Okay, cool.
You can always listen to us on Pandora, Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Facebook, X, formerly known as Twitter, and of course our website on andoffthefield.com with a DA.
Cool. Episode number 21, Coach.
AC Ducey.
It's been On and Off the Field, sports podcasting with a purpose.
Rest assured, this is your boy, Coach Boston, a.k.a. Steeler Nation, since 1976.
It's your boy, Mr. Yoda Man, since 1968.
Infamous.
Coach, been another good one, man.
Oh, yes.
We out.
Peace.